You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with the program, me, Varian, I will be hosting like a bit of a music hour and talking about different things and kind of podcasting and updating all of you loyal listeners on my life. And so, yeah, I hope you stick around and listen to what I have to say. But on the outset of my program today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coatlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Well, what's up, guys? Kind of had a bit of a rough start to the day. I feel like everyone else talking on probably this week's radio is probably saying the same thing, but it's like, man, daylight savings, kind of an L. I mean, it's pretty nice that the sun sets at 7. I enjoy coming out of school and there actually being sunlight for once, which is quite a treat. I'm so tired. Like, I had work yesterday until late, I had to close, and then I missed my lecture this morning, and so didn't get to school till like 12:30 because I slept in a bunch, and I was just so exhausted, and so now I'm going to have to stay late after school and you know, sort of do my little catch-up, but that's okay. You know, it's all in a day's work of a student. However, this past week, actually on Sunday, actually, it was my birthday. For all of you that care, your boy turned 24. I had a good birthday. Just did something small, like, you know, hung out with my girl. We just like hung out and walked around and did some shopping, and you know, we went to her work because she has like a day off. She took the day off for my birthday, and they comped us some coffee, and they gave us a free little birthday treat. I got a thing of cannoli, and they decorated it with a bunch of colorful birthday sprinkles, and it was pretty nice. And then, you know, saw the family, like, specifically requested, for my birthday that my parents take me out for oysters. Big fan of oysters. We mucked oysters. I had like 9 oysters, man. I was living it lavish on my birthday. Had these really good like oysters from the Gorge Inlet, and they were really, really yummy. And then kind of just had a quiet evening, you know, watched a movie with the lady, and yeah, it was a good birthday, but you know, it's not over yet for me. I mean, you know, as people like to say, it's like a birthday month. It's definitely not a birthday month for me, but gonna host a big party, gonna throw a big party for my friends this weekend, so I'm very excited to that, but also stressed out because there's a lot of work to do, and I really have to like catch up so I can afford the time to party. But all in a day's work, you know, one step at a time. But let's get to some music here first. For my first track of the show, by an artist called Ecstasy. Here's a song called Chicago here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you. So I went in there on a Tuesday for some fresh air. Next thing I know, I'm on a flare, just staring at the door. Song's called Capital.
And welcome back. That last song had a bit of a tail end. I wasn't expecting it to transition to the next song, but all good, all good. The last song before the break there, or not break, I didn't take a break. The last song right there was Long-Hairedy Susie. I gotta fix that in my notes. Long-Hairedy Susie by Fish Townsend here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Sorry, I was talking about earlier. This week is my birthday and stuff. Sunday was my birthday. And so my roommate kind of got me like a really kind of funny gag gift. So for some context, I'm a big skateboarder. And there's kind of like, you know, the big corporation, not corporations, but there's kind of like the big standards in terms of buying skateboarding trucks. Trucks are the, you know, the metal hangers that sit on the bottom of the board that hold the axle and the wheels together. And it's what, like, you know, what allows me to like turn and grind and do all that fun stuff, right? And so, you know, There's kind of like the big brands that everyone kind of subscribes to. It's like, you know, everybody knows about independent trucks. There's Ventures, there's Thunders, there's Aces, maybe there's four. But, you know, primarily there's these big kind of companies that make trucks because it's hard to make trucks, you know? It's like you obviously need sort of like a bit of more of a robust factory. You know, it's not the same as starting a brand and printing on boards and making t-shirts or whatever. Sure. And so there's always a lot of skepticism about these sort of like independent, I say, okay, actually that's a bit of a contradiction here because there's also a big company called Independent, as I said, but these, let's say indie, these smaller truck companies, there's always hesitation on giving them a chance because, you know, I mean, I've heard that, like, I can't even think of the name of the brand of the trucks. I think it's called Crux Trucks, I think is like another small-ish brand. And I kind of heard from friends of friends that they kind of turn poorly or whatever. And you have to do some bit of overtuning in order to, like, you know, have them ride nice. But, you know, I digress. I'm not like a big stickler on specifics on trucks. Like, I'm not really into like the nitty-gritty, but, you know, I mean, I think I've been riding indies just because they're what I see a lot, you know, independent trucks, sorry. And so there's just sort of this new emerging brand called Lerpiv, and Lerpiv is the truck company of professional skateboarder Oscar Rosenberg, who's, you know, he's kind of a very contemporary pro, and, you know, he's found a lot of success through you know, his skating and parts, and so he decided to start a truck company, i.e. Lerpiv. And Lerpiv has a very minimalist design, and it was really cool because it's like, you know, very much, I mean, you know, not to say that these truck companies aren't skater-owned, but I think it's like, you know, kind of more core. It's like his company, he's kind of putting his own money into it, you know, he's the dude, you know. It's not, you know, he probably doesn't have like a lot of like, you know, resources necessarily. I mean, I'm sure he did. You know, he started a truck company. But anyways, Lerpiv's kind of very minimalist design. Supposedly they turn super well. Oscar's pushing it. And then so these version ones of the Lerpiv's come out, and it's a total flop. I guess they lack some quality assurance, you know, steps in the fabricating of these trucks, and a lot of the trucks and the hangers, they kind of cracked or fell off, and it was kind of a disaster. And supposedly Oscar had to file for bankruptcy because Lerpiv, you know, obviously had to rectify all the trucks that they sent out and people purchased that did not work. And so because of that, I feel like within the skateboarding community, Lerpiv's has kind of been this kind of memed, this kind of joke truck company a little bit. I mean, you know, I think everyone was really stoked on it because it was backed by Oscar Rosenberg, and, you know, I think we're stoked for like a new innovation on a product that kind of hasn't changed a lot in many years. Like, you know, trucks are kind of, yeah, you know, they're just kind of the standard, you know, like, and so, yeah, I mean, it didn't really work out. And, you know, I've seen people like, I saw somebody like break a truck doing a nose manual, like a very low impact thing, you know, and they just kind of fell apart. And so I've been kind of talking to my friends about how funny it'd be, like, oh, you know, Lerpiv has finally kind of got their stuff together, you know, they finally are trying to make, you know, their revival, and they've got like a new era of Lerpivs, and now it's like supposedly they're good now. And all my skater friends are talking about how, like, oh, we got to try the Lerpivs, you know, like, you know, it's that same excitement. It's like, so, you know, kind of being fans of Oscar Rosenberg, it's like, you know, trying to see what this like memed on truck has to offer. And so my roommate Patrick obviously knows that we've all been talking about the Lerpivs, and we're waiting for them to finally release and come to Canada. You know, it's a long process for them to get them, because it's a Swedish brand, actually. And so on my birthday, Patrick very sweetly went to Antisocial, which is my local skate shop on Main Street, and went to go talk to Michelle, who's the owner. And, you know, we all know Michelle. She's such a big person in the Vancouver skateboarding community, you know. And he goes in and he's, you know, Varian's looking for Lerpivs, you know, but I know you don't have them yet, you know. I want to kind of give him a bit of a gag gift, you know. I want to buy him a gift card for the equivalent price of Lerpiv trucks, and he's not allowed to spend that money on anything else. He's only allowed to buy Lerpivs with it just because of, you know, I think some of the meme qualities of it. He wants me to have these trucks, you know, and, you know, it's, I don't think it's not of a necessity. I definitely have, like, I definitely just purchased a pair of new trucks. But, you know, just for the novelty, I think he wants me to get them. And so Michelle was like, oh, that's such a funny idea. Like, you know, I will write on the gift certificate that he's not allowed to spend it on anything else, you know, and like, you know, I'll like make sure that like, you know, yeah, essentially that like, you know, I can only buy the trucks with this gift card. And she's like, she was so like, I think she was, I mean, I wasn't there for it, obviously, you know, but from what I heard, she was very pleased and thought that was such a funny gag gift. And to further it, she, Michelle actually got the first, like the V1s, the, like the Mark 1 of the Lerpiv trucks. And she was like, oh my God, you know, maybe to make this joke even funnier, I have my first edition Lerpivs. You can give that to him today, and the gift card, and just tell him that he can exchange my trucks for a pair of new trucks when they come in. And so, my birthday night, Patrick's like, close your eyes, you know, the big communal gift between me and Ava and some of our other friends, and he gives me the box, this metal tin of Lerpivs, and I'm like, oh my God, like, where the hell did you get this, you know? And so, now I have, like, I mean, I think it's the first edition was kind of meant to be more of a gift, so I feel a little bit like it's not totally mine, because these are obviously Michelle's trucks, nonetheless, it's, like, nice to have, and, like, I'm definitely gonna, you know, I don't know, it's so funny, because, Michelle's obviously tried them, like, I've seen that there's grooves in the trucks, they're, like, they've been used, and so I was like, okay, well, I mean, obviously, Michelle gave them to me, so, like, I'm gonna try them, and Patrick's like, whoa, like, they're her trucks, like, maybe you shouldn't, skate them, because it's, like, she's not giving them to you, you have to, like, give them back, and, like, you might break them because the version ones, and you know, they've been very, you know, they're defects, they're defective, and essentially like they're susceptible to, you know, falling apart. So maybe don't skate them. But like, I'm kind of like, Michelle's a skater, and it would have been enough to like just write that I can only buy Lerpis with a gift card. But the fact that she gave me the trucks kind of gives me the impression that she knows I'm going to skate them, right? Like, you know, owns a skate shop. Somebody gets trucks, like, even if they're used, surely, you know, I can take them for a spin. I mean, I'm not gonna, like, make them my daily drivers, so to speak, you know? I'm not gonna, like, grind them down, but, you know, I kinda gotta know, you know? I gotta know, and I have them, so I might as well, and so that was a really fun and funny gift to receive, the Lerpiv trucks, the coveted and memed upon Lerpiv trucks, which I intend on trying, and I'm sure the boys will like to take a spin on it as well. So that was probably, like, you know, it was a very special birthday present to get this year, so thank you, Pat. Anyways, let's get to some more music here. For my next track, I've got a track by a band called Ginger Beef. It's called Hocus Pocus. It's a jazzy song here on CGSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
About it. Ready? One, two, three.
He prepares a table for me, and one of these days I'll have to sit down and eat. He returns with a carload of groceries, and I never ask where they the going rate for roses is the lowest that it has been since 1997. And if anyone knows, well, they're not telling why. The current cost of diamonds has the market in a tailspin. Seems like everyone's decided that synthetics are preferable no matter.